Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, the comedians that perform here, and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what helps make up our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Dawn Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I am pumped to introduce you to local hip-hop artist known as your girlfriend's favorite rapper, Keanu Keynote Illich, a rising star regularly performing around the valley and recently headlined for the popular Mac Rock Music Festival in Harrisonburg. He's also officially the first talented rapper we've interviewed on the show. And I'm the world's worst rapper, who is nowhere near as cool, and so this should be a lot of fun. Welcome to the show, Keanu. It's great to have you on today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here. Super excited.
I am super excited too. I really wish I could do it. So I'm excited to hear your story. Tell us.
Everyone's got a little rap in them, you know.
For better or for worse.
Exactly.
And not all of us have it. You know what I mean? When did you know you were a rapper? Tell us your story.
So I've always been kind of musically inclined. My family raised me in church. So I grew up singing in church choir, things like that, and started writing poetry maybe about middle school. And then that slowly turned into rap maybe around sophomore year of high school, junior year of high school. And that's when I was like, yeah, I'm a rapper and I'm going to rap. I'm going to do this, you know, just the typical guy wanting to rap, be cool. And yeah, it actually worked out for me. So that was nice.
Yeah. Do you feel it came easy to you? You know, did it feel natural at first, or is it something that you grew into?
Definitely came naturally. I have a natural inclination for rhythm and rhyming. So it definitely is a lot easier for me than it is a lot of my other friends who rap. And I've noticed that. But it's also something I work on continuously.
Okay. How often do you work on it? Every day, or what's your typical?
I try to treat it like it's a sport. Like if I were playing basketball or playing football, I exercise that muscle. I'll try to spend at least an hour of the day either listening to beats, trying to make beats, mix my vocals, or just write. And every day that just helps me expand my mind, my vocabulary, my range. And yeah.
That's great. I learned that as you were a sophomore in college, you worked on one of your biggest projects, creating your album, Keynote Address, Rough Draft. Can you share with the laughers what that experience was like and what you wrote and rapped about?
So that Rough Draft mixtape was basically just a product of everything I went through during that time period of being in college and being away from my family and having to work and struggling with friends, everything else, relationships. And it was just a rough draft of all my thoughts and everything I was feeling at the time. And so that was kind of the play on the title of it. But yeah.
Yeah. What do you think was the easiest part of doing that project? And what was the hardest part of doing that project?
Easiest part was definitely writing it. During that time period, I was going through a huge creative boost for some reason. I'm pretty sure it was probably moving into a new area, having so many new experiences and new things flooding through my mind, just kind of wanting to get those ideas out. Hardest part was probably recording. just because mixing and mastering is a whole other art form in itself. And I was terrible at it at the beginning. So having to rely on other people to, hey, can I come over to your house to record this and make sure it sounds good for about 5-6 hours of your day? That was a little challenging, but eventually it all came together and it worked out the way it was supposed to. So it was great.
Yes, that's great. Now, you recently, I don't know if so recently, but you have relocated here from the DC area. What are the challenges of building a rap career from Harrisonburg?
Harrisonburg is completely different from any other city. It was hard at first when I first came out here, or at least I thought it was. Because coming from like that DC area to Harrisonburg, I'm thinking, oh, it's just farms and mountains out here. There's probably not any type of nightlife or no scene at all. And then I got involved in the downtown hip hop scene and I was like, whoa, I didn't know this was here. And it really opened my eyes to the city of Harrisonburg, the people that are actually here. And it's a very diverse, very multicultural and open-minded place, which is beautiful. And so it was hard at first trying to think about starting a rap career here. But once I kind of opened up, expanded my horizons a little bit, it also expanded my music, which allowed me to reach more people. And so I would say that coming to Harrisonburg actually really helped my music career a lot more if I would have just stayed around at home in DC.
That's great. It was a nice, pleasant surprise for you. I love hearing that.
It really was.
Yeah, you must know my friend Graylin Skye then.
I do. Yes. We actually just did a show together last month. Oh, he's a great guy. I love that guy.
Me too. I'm going to have to get him on the show. Now he's going to give me a hard time going, why did you call Keanu first before me? It was just serendipity.
Yeah, I'll let him know I was the first rapper.
Yeah, then he's going to give me a hard time about that when I interview him. So that'll be fun, laughers, when he comes on the show. Oh, my goodness.
Great guy.
He is really great. He is definitely that. Now, Keanu, who are your biggest hip hop and musical influences?
Hip hop wise, it's definitely probably J. Cole. Okay. I love the way that he's able to tell a story, with his music, whether it be something from his personal life, something from his friends, or just a story of a regular human being and something that most people can relate to. And I think that's something I've always tried to mimic. Well, not mimic, yeah, I guess would be the word, in my music, is just having something that everybody can relate to. And I feel like that's very important. And yeah, he just does more than rap. He produces, he directs videos, he writes, and he's a storyteller. And I like that. It's dope. But musically, otherwise than hip hop, probably like Michael Jackson, Frank Sinatra, oh, yes, Bob Marley, the greats.
The greats, with a variety of musical talents and sounds.
Yes.
Oh, I love that you put Frank Sinatra in there.
Oh, I'm a huge, huge Sinatra fan.
Who introduced you to Sinatra?
Well, so actually, when I was in high school, I was the student director of my drama department. So
okay. We
did a lot of Broadway things, Broadway plays, remakes. And yeah, I got introduced to like Frank Sinatra back then. I studied vocal performance in college for a year, actually. I was singing Italian ballads. And
really? was,
yeah.
Did you find that hard or easy, the Italian ballads?
The Italian ballad actually wasn't too hard because I'm half Puerto Rican. And so like I was able, I used to be able to speak Spanish fluently. So it kind of came a little naturally, but the rest of the classical trained singing, oh, that was hard. If it was jazz based, I could do it. But the classical trained, that took a lot of breathing and I was not ready for that.
Maybe is that why only 1 year of vocal training?
Definitely.
We're on a Zoom call right now and he's nodding. He's
Definitely.
You know, when we know our strengths, sometimes we just got to learn and move on. I love it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. Now, here's a great question I could not wait to ask. When mm-hmm. you're out driving around, is there a certain track that you blast on your stereo with the windows down?
There definitely is. Right now, it is probably Sean Paul. It's an old Sean Paul song. I'm so in love with you. Where he goes, I'm still in love with you. Anytime that song comes on, I just like it's got to go on full volume. My windows have to go down. It makes me feel like I'm at a beach somewhere.
Nice. I need to listen to it.
I will definitely send you the link.
Okay, I'm expecting that right after this interview, for sure. We talked about this just a little bit earlier, but I'd like to have you elaborate on what your creative process looks like when you're putting together new work.
Yeah, so a lot of times it starts with me finding the right beat. And by that, I have a bunch of, over the years, I've gained a bunch of friends who are producers. They make beats. So they'll send me 10 to 20 beats at a time, and I'll just sit there, go through the folder and kind of find which one's really, you know, when a good song really sounds good and you feel it in your
resonates.
Soul.
And
you get that natural kind of bop with it.
A little rhythm.
And so that's what So that's what I try to find when I'm creating. And once I find that right beat, I'm like, okay, cool. Where is this taking me in my head? What do I want to talk about in this song? Do I want to have fun? Do I want people to feel good? Do I want them to really think about their life and what they're doing or whatever it may be? And then I'll just kind of take it from there and let the words kind of play out of themselves.
That is so interesting. So you kind of think about what type of mood you want the listener to feel. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm a visual type of guy.
Yeah.
So when I'm listening to a beat or something, I'm always picturing things as kind of like a music video, or if it were in a movie, like a background, like a track to a movie or something. I'm like, okay, what would this look like right now? Are people having fun with this type of music on? Are they thinking about something serious? Is something about to go down? What is the feeling that you get from this? And then I just try to capture that with words.
I really like that. I don't think I've ever met anybody who does that. Maybe all rappers think that way. Do they? I don't know.
I've met a couple of people who kind of do the same thing. They'll just play around with the beat. A lot, but most of the people I do know, they kind of have things written out beforehand, and then they'll just find the right beat to match whatever they're saying. And I like to do it the opposite way.
Oh, that's such a great segue into this next question. Then your manager, Chris Phillips, said in a recent interview that your music is totally different than where hip hop is going now. How so?
Wow. Shout out to Chris.
Shout out to Chris, wherever you are, Chris Phillips. I hope you're listening to this.
Oh, I definitely will. My music is definitely different in the fact that I don't sound like a bunch of other rappers or people who are, I don't have the popular sound. I have a very, it's not old school, but it has like an old school base with a new school inspiration. The best way I could kind of describe it, I guess, is when you see those old school houses that have new furniture inside and new renovations, and you're like, wow, it's like a Spanish style house.
Yes,
with,
I know what you mean,
2035 of electronics and appliances inside.
Yeah.
And so I try to keep my ear open so that way everybody can enjoy my music. People who were my mom's age growing up listening to people like Will Smith and Biggie and Nas and Tribe Called Quest and all those guys, they can enjoy my music, while also my grandmother, who grew up listening to Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin, and they can enjoy my music, as well as my little cousins who are listening to all these TikTok rappers nowadays. Like, they can also enjoy my music. I take a lot of pride in that, my versatility. And I think that's what a lot of rappers nowadays lack, is versatility.
Excellent. People got to come listen to Keanu. When they come listen to you, yes, they do. And when they come listen to you, you're performing live. What's your style when you perform live? How would you describe it?
Well, it really all depends upon the venue, honestly. I've done shows in basements at people's houses in downtown Harrisonburg. I've also done shows on the stage at Golden Pony, Clementine's, and it really just depends upon the venue. Sometimes I'll have shows where, if I can feel that everybody's kind of chilled out, they're not really there to get all rah-rah and hyped up and everything, I'll pull a stool from the bar, sit down, and just rap to people from the stool. Yeah.
You would get off the stage, you'll go up to the bar, put up a stool, like you're in their living room.
I'll just sit there with the stool and hold the mic and perform.
I want to be at one of those shows.
and then, of course, if it's like a show where it's a big stage and people are drinking and everybody, the energy's up, I'm gonna go all out. I pride myself on being able to adapt to different situations. And a lot of that has come from being in the drama department in high school. So I know how to turn that switch on and just become a different character in a matter of seconds. And so that's one thing I do love. In my stage presence, I've worked on that a lot. And it's a keynote show is a completely different type of hip hop show.
I really like that. It's a unique way to read the room and matching the energy of the listeners that are coming out to listen to you. That's great.
Yeah. Because I've seen it ruin some people's shows before. They'll come out all hyped up and ready to yell at the crowd, and the crowd just got off work and they're kind of tired and they just wanted to hear some good music. They didn't want you yelling at them the whole time, you know?
No.
And so I feel like that's just important.
Yeah. They're watching that going, I can't want it.
They're just like, too much energy, my guy.
Yeah. Too much energy. Music's really big around here. You recently headlined in the 14th annual DIY Mac Rock Music Festival in Harrisonburg. It was virtual, though, this year. Can you tell us about that performing experience and what that was like?
Yeah, it was definitely different and interesting. It was my first time ever performing virtually, cool. I really loved it, honestly. It was a different experience. They had us go into Golden Pony. Basically, they set us up with a day and a time slot to do our sets individually. And it was just me in there on the stage. They had the lights and everything set up. Camera guys were there. And it was just the two other volunteers and the sound guy. And it was just me performing, which was really cool because I hadn't had that situation where it's like, okay, perform this. We're going to put this out into the world and you just got to do it with no crowd, no feedback. And that was a little odd to me, not being able to have that
audience
feedback, especially
interaction.
Especially in a place like Pony where there's so much space and I'm just kind of standing there looking out into open space. But I loved it. I love Mac Rock. I got my first experience in Mac Rock 2 years ago, actually with Grayling Sky, because me and him had a song together.
Oh, excellent.
And so, yeah, he brought me out to perform 1 year and I was like, wow, I fell in love with it. And so I was super excited when they asked me to be a part of it this year. It was definitely a dope experience and something I'm glad I have on my resume, my rap resume.
Yes, it's a good one to have on your rap resume. I like that. Here's a interesting question for you. If you could take any song from another music genre and turn it into a rap motif, what would it be?
Ooh, it would, you know what? It's probably going to be Frank Sinatra.
Yes, I was actually hoping you would say that.
It's going to be Frank Sinatra, Luck Be a Lady.
Lucky Lady.
I love that song. Yeah, it's just so catchy. It makes me smile every time that song comes on. Like, I cannot not feel happy.
Well, I think maybe you got an idea for a project here. I would love to hear that on an album. I mean, right?
Keynote remixes, show tunes. That would be a great album.
Wouldn't it be an awesome album? You got laughers. You heard it here first. So
exactly. Exclusive.
When he makes it, you'll know that the inspiration came from Virginia's for Laughers with X2 Comedy podcast interview with Keanu Keynote Illage, for sure. That's so good. Now, I mentioned in the intro that I'm the world's worst rapper. And I'm interviewing a legit talent such as yourself right now. And I have to tell you that I've had some fun with my worst talent on stage as a comedian and even have a bit with a rap in it.
Oh,
snap. Laughers, do you want to hear it?
It's getting real.
Yeah, it's about to get real here. And Keanu, maybe after you listen to this, you can help me fix it.
We'll see what we can do.
Okay. All right. Okay, laughers, here we go. My son played in the NFL. In high school, he was recruited all over the country. One of the schools was The Ohio State University. Jim Tressel was the head coach then, and my family told him I was a rapper. He insisted I rap, so I made up one about his dogs and his family photo. And Keanu, I'm going to ask you if you can help us out here a little bit.
Give us
a beat and I'll drop this rap on the laughers. You ready?
Okay. All right. Hot beat coming.
Look at those dogs. They're not hogs. Their names are Scarlett and Gracie. And they're not Spacey.
Woo! Fire.
Drop
the bomb.
I don't know if I should do a scale 0 to 10, but what do you think about that rap, Keanu?
I mean, it's, you know, there's always room for improvement in everything that you do. You know what I'm saying?
And so, for some people, a lot of room.
Yeah.
You know, when you insist on something like that, that's what you get from the world's worst rapper. Coach Tressel. Oh my goodness.
Bars.
That's right. Keanu, listen, I mean, I think we can all just speak truth here and say I'm probably not your dream collaborator.
Still fun. This is great.
Right. And fun is good. But seriously, if you could collaborate with a legit hip hop artist, who would you pick and why?
Right now, it would probably be Jack Harlow.
Okay.
He's this kid out of Louisville, Kentucky. Just recently, over the past probably year and a half, 2 years, really came into his own, into becoming a superstar. Worked with guys like Lil Wayne and Adam Levine and like some of the biggest names in the industry already. And I met him about 5 years ago out in Manassas, Virginia at this random festival that my guys flew him out to. And for me to be able to see him do that and to where he is now, it's just like a really big inspiration. And so like one day I know that collaboration is coming, but yeah, that's really who I'm hoping for.
Excellent. I hope he listens to that so that can happen. Manifest destiny. That's right. That's right. What is next for you, Keanu? So we start to wrap up here. What's next for you?
So next for me, I am trying to do a lot more shows now that everything's kind of opened back up a little bit more. Restrictions have eased up. Of course, safely, we're trying to do shows. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot planned for August, the end of, this month that we're in now. I've got a lot planned for September as well. I'm possibly throwing in a tour by the end of the year. And then definitely dropping my first official album by the end of this year. Definitely doing that.
And that'll be on SoundCloud, right? So you're on SoundCloud.
Well, so that one is going to be everywhere. That one's going to be on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Google Play Music, anywhere that you can stream.
All right. That is called Keanu Doesn't Play.
At all. No games.
That's right. Well, that's exciting. Well, then how can people follow you on social media or elsewhere so that when all that stuff comes out or your dates for shows are happening, how can they keep up with
you? So I am literally on just about every platform. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My socials are Keynote Illage. That's Keynote, KEYNOTE. And Illage is ILLIDGE. My Twitter and Instagram have a little underscore in between my names. But yeah, Keynote Illage, and everywhere on YouTube too, Spotify. And I post regularly on pretty much all my channels too.
Excellent. Yeah, by the way, I looked up your Instagram. Again, you really bring a high cool factor to this podcast interview.
Well, thank you.
That's all I'm saying. And Laughers Note, we will be sure to put the way you can contact him and follow him in the show notes as well. So if you're driving or whatever, you can go back to the podcast description and catch that. Thank you, Keanu. This has been so fun. It's also probably as hip as I'll ever get just by being able to officially say I interviewed my first rapper today. So thank you for bringing that cool factor to our show, Keanu.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, Laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty special. Just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Adios.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring a show to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share us with a friend. Until next time, cheers.